More Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for health, exercise, alignment, and women's empowerment.
Uncensored wellness for you.
One, two, three. Bitches! Welcome back to the podcast. We're so excited to have you tuning in today yet again. And we're here with all four badass bitches, and we're going to talk about the cup. We're back with the cup.
Yeah, I wanted to hear. It's been about, I'd say, two cycles now. And I wanted to hear your experiences with trying the cup out.
So well, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll do it. Yeah. So I've been hearing about this cup for a long time. One of my girlfriends has been talking about it, I think, every Christmas that we get together. And it's always been in the back of my mind. And then when you guys started talking about it the one day, I actually went out and bought it. And I wasn't on my cycle at the time, so I just left it in the cupboard. And then I think Amy went first. And I'm like, fine, I guess I have to do it now. And I had a lot of apprehension. And the first, it went in fine. Getting it out was quite the problem. I didn't know what to do. And then Kim gave me a pointer, which was very helpful. And it's easy peasy now. Like, I can't believe I haven't been doing this for my entire life. I put it in, leave it all day, and it's totally fine. I've not had one leak through. I've not had anything. I feel better that I'm not putting tampons into the garbage and into the sewer. I love it. I find it's kind of gross in a sense.
But kind it's kind of like, cool.
But it's kind of cool. Like when you dump that shit down the toilet, I'm like, oh, that's dark. Like it's like a science experiment on what it makes.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's very sacred too. Yeah.
I really like it.
What was the tip I gave you? I totally forgot what I gave you.
Bear down when you're pushing it out. Okay. So disclaimer, you need to pee before you try and get it out, because I've done it before when I'm like, oh, here, I got to put, oh shit. And then I like end up peeing.
You peed on your hand, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so I had to like run to the shower, wash off. But yes, so I always make sure I go first and then I bear down and it's easy. Like it's right there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But that very first time was very, very difficult.
Very scary when you can't get it.
Can't get it out.
And you're like, do I have to go to the hospital?
I was like, it's going
to
be stuck forever.
Yeah. Those were the words. Just like, let's keep in mind, I knew you were going to be trying it after me. So I did not want to like cause any issue with you knowing how hard it was for me. So I was private messaging Kim because I didn't want to like scare the crap out of everybody else. And I had very similar challenges as well. I was just like, what do I do? Like, oh my gosh, I can't even find it when I bear down. Like, so obviously it wasn't ready to come
out.
She
wasn't messaging me. She was freaking the fuck out. But it was very cute. It was so cute. I was like, I promise there's nowhere it can go. I promise it can't get sucked up into your uterus. I promise it has to come out.
Yeah, that is the scary thing, that it's going to go right up.
It can't. There's nowhere to go. Not like your colon.
I was super resistant to using it. It took me forever to actually find a drugstore that sold it. I went and looked at three different options. Wasn't there. I'm like, okay, this is not in my cards. I'm not doing this. And then I came across it and I was like, oh, fuck. And I took a picture while I was in the store and I sent it to you guys. So well bragged for me. Trying to use it, it kept pinching my pussy. I was in no frills. I bent over to get some eggs. It pinched my pussy. I thought I was going to die. I think I scared the shit out of all the people behind me as I jumped up and I was like, oh my God. Everybody looked at me and I'm like, oh. I didn't even get the egg. I couldn't get them. I couldn't bend over far enough to get the egg.
So
I
was like, fuck it.
I'll leave the eggs. Right. And I messaged you and I'm like, it's pinching my pussy. It's like, I hate it. So I had to keep cutting off that little nub and cutting it to the point where I had to turn it inside out. So after I turned it inside out,
that
no
was
more
a
pollution.
Tip I forgot to tell you all. Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you.
Terrible.
I didn't hear the end.
No, you did tell it. You did tell it in the other podcast. So,
oh yeah.
Oh, good. Did I tell to tell it inside out? Okay, because you can shorten it. Some of us have very short canals. So you can turn it inside out, which I have to do as well.
Yeah. And before I turned it inside out, it felt like there was like a cup just sitting on the bottom.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel
like
it.
Waiting, and I was like, oh, and I told Matt, he's like, how is it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, it's pinching my pussy, it feels like it's gonna fall out, like I don't know what these girls are making me do. So I did have a couple of tampons on the side just in case, but I think I got it. I think I'm there.
Very well.
So you did that for 1 month so far?
It's one cycle. One. Okay.
So I have to say, cycle two, I was like, because I didn't use it for the whole first cycle, because I must be further along in my perimenopause experience than you guys, because I was like definitely leaking on top of using a full cup. Okay. So I was like, what's the point in this? So I still am going through all these things. Like, and then I kind of thought, well, you know what? I got to give this another go. So here we go. Month two. Putting it in. Okay. This is easier. You're right. It does get easier. It's not as awkward, all these things, and no one to bear down. It, for me this time, I must have been putting it in better because I didn't have as much leaking, so that was good. But the part I think is interesting for me was the later on, you know, like the end of your time. I was able to keep it in longer, and that was the question that I wanted to ask you, Kim, is like how long can you keep it in? Because it didn't feel, you know how you said, like, it should feel heavy. Like, you should be able to notice that it's, like, time to take it out.
And I if definitely it was overflowing.
A couple of days, like, feel it. But then in the last couple of days, I knew that I was near the end, so there wasn't as much in it. Like, how long can you keep it in? What's the deal?
You can keep it in for months. Now, you need to change it every 12 hours. Like, you need to take it out and
every 12 hours.
Yeah, you should take it out and wash it every 12 hours. However, when women wear pessaries, they stay in even longer. Yeah. But I, and even my pelvic therapist says, you know, take it out.
When
and
they wear
wash.
A what?
A pessary, which is something you can use to hold your bladder a little bit better after babies. Yes.
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
Ever. I find the cup works fabulous for that. So the cup can really help women who have also given birth to just support that urethra a little bit more, so there's not those extra laughing and jumping problems that we experience that we don't talk about, you know, those things. So as long as you take it out,
we have to wear depends when we're old, right?
Unfortunately.
Is it? Yes. Okay, so you're saying the cup could be a benefit to not having to wear depends maybe later on, or the pad.
Totally.
Isn't that what it's for? Like, I don't know. I'm not there, but so
you're very lucky. That's the benefit of C-section.
Oh yes.
There is a benefit to C-sections to that, because otherwise the pelvic floor can really struggle. Mm-hmm. For sure. And I feel like I should add a note onto a little pussy disclaimer. Because Carrie did bring that up and Amy was about to die. So, and it might as well add it now.
Hey, I'm just being honest, friends.
I hear you.
Wellness for you. It's not a flower.
No, but I use pussy, and I have for a few years with my clients and with the work that I've done. The first time I heard about it was from Regina Tomashower, which is a book called Pussy, and it's fabulous. It's phenomenal. But pussy itself is the essence of a woman, not always necessarily her sex, but we've talked about it before very quickly. Women call their lady parts of vagina, and that is not accurately correct.
Their woohoo.
Or their woohoo, or their whatever. But pussy covers everything, which includes the essence of a woman, and it can be how we refer to her once in a while. So there you go. For anybody going, what did they say?
So I don't think my essence was very womanly that day. I think it was like fight or flight.
But it is used in a loving, endearing way.
Yes. I am not loving this pinching.
No, she did not like it.
No.
So would you use it again? Would you
absolutely
all use it again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, I think it's really good, too, for a cost savings in all reality. Yeah. So the brand that I got Diva Cup. It was just under $40. And you can use that for years, right, Kim?
I mean, 3 years for mine, four years.
So $40 for 4 years. What's that per menstrual cycle that you have based on every time having to go get a box of pads or a box of tampons or whatever it is that you use. So for cost savings and budget friendliness, it's amazing. As well, Carrie touched on not having to put that in the environment.
It's huge.
Amazing. The give back on it is astronomical.
And so much more healthier for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel a lot better. It's not uncomfortable at all. That's what I was worried about. But
just I
feel like a normal day. It's great.
So Kim, you mentioned on the last podcast that you, your teenage daughter had started attempting this.
Yes. It took her a few months. It took her a few months to figure it out. And we had to experiment with a few different cups and find out there was some made for teens, which was really important because, it was also a shy, I'm uncomfortable with this. Oh my gosh, did I just do this? And when I offered to help her, she was like mortified. So, I think I offered that to Amy too. I was like, I'll come over there and take it out if you'd like me to.
Well, I was like close because I was freaking out so much. So,
yeah. My next calling would have been midwifery. I totally would have been comfortable with it. So if you need help, just let me know. but what was your question?
About her using it. How's it going? Yeah.
Yeah. She uses it. And I keep telling her that, you know, I'm not buying the others and she won't ask anybody else. So she is using it. And she's been for months.
Good for her.
Months and months and months. So, it's definitely a learning curve. It's awesome. A mental learning curve at that age too, right? But the more people that use it, I think if all of her friends were already using it, she'd be like, oh, this is fine. Just kind of like all of you were. But she was like, nobody else is using that. I'm like, wow.
I think when it comes to your period, it's such a, you don't talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. We don't talk about our bodies enough with our parents or our spouses. And when you have things that are going on that are new and you don't understand, it's so much better to just let go of those resistances about not talking about it and just say, hey, let it go. Don't hold it in. And maybe they have some solutions. Like the three of us are very blessed to have you to be able to text you and go, okay. Like, holy smokes, woman. Right. And you're like, hey, it's no big deal. Just breathe through it. Push. Right. No.
It can't go anywhere. And your cervix actually moves up and down throughout the day and up and down throughout your cycle. So if you can't find it at one moment, you can try again later and you'll probably find it. Don't panic.
And don't stress if
everything
you can't find
tighten
it.
Up. It will be there. Promise.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I think this was a good wrap up for our experience with the cup. And we obviously, all four of us bitches, highly recommend it. So we challenge you to join the cup challenge. There you go. Ooh. So with that, we're going to sign off from this episode, but we encourage you to join us on our Facebook group. We have lots of support there for you as well. And until next time, let's sign out. 1, 2, 3. Bitches.
Thank you for listening to the Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for our next badass podcast.